Hello, folks, and welcome to the Microsoft How-To Series. In this episode, we're going to have a quick look at Azure Virtual Network. The nice thing with virtual networks in Azure is that you can match or mimic your network environment in production so that you can run some tests, explore a little bit, try to figure out some solution, whether or not they would run or work in your production environment without having to actually affect your production environment. So to get networking going in the Azure, so we've logged on to our Microsoft Azure portal. If I scroll down to virtual network, so I look at networks, and currently I don't have any virtual network. I normally recommend when you're getting your free pass, there's a few things that you should do first. First, create a cloud service, a storage account, and a virtual network. When creating that virtual network, if we're creating it first, when we create virtual machines later on, we can actually add those virtual machines to those network that we've pre-created, and that way build an environment where multiple servers can talk to each other on the same virtual network. So we go to network and say, okay, create virtual network. We'll give it a name, and this one we're just going to say it's VNet1, and where I'm going to put it, I'm going to pick the data center that is the closest to us, so in the US. So the DNS name that's in in this wizard or in this page is the DNS name that we want to provide if you need to look up machines, a resolved name of machines that are outside of the virtual network that we're creating now. So for example, if we were creating that virtual network with a site-to-site VPN gateway and connecting that virtual network to your on-premises network, those machines inside the virtual network would not be able to resolve the machines in your production environment or your own data center without knowing where that DNS server is. In our case, because we are going to self-contain everything in this virtual network, we're going to leave this blank. If I was going to create a point-to-site VPN or a site-to-site VPN using this network, this is where I would actually check the box to create it. In this case, we're going to keep it simple and just say, okay, VNet1. What address space do I want to use? So anything that is a privately routed IP address, so a class 10.0.0.0.192.168.0.0, whatever you want to use, you can. So in this case, we'll just use 192.168.10.0. And a address count. So what our subnet mask is, let's go for 24. Do I have our full class C? And I can create subnets within that virtual network. So I can say, okay, first subnet is going to be my front end. And we're going to use the class 10. Okay, 32 address. That's fine. Add another subnet, our back end. Create our backend, so BE use from 32 on, so, and add as many subnets as you need to create the environments that you want to test or work with. Now, click OK. It creates the subnet and everything, and now that subnet will only take a few minutes to create and is ready to be used by virtual machines or by gateway, or to allow your data center to reach in places where it would not typically reach. There is another way of creating our virtual network. One of them is to create an XML file with the virtual network information in it and then import that. I find that very useful if we want to run tests, but we want to be able to wipe our environment clean and start again. For that one, I have here on my own machine a file because I've pre-created these. So let's just open this machine, this file, and you can see that I have my virtual network where I got the DNS server that we talked about earlier. In this one, I don't have anything created. I've got local networks that are defined and two virtual network, my VNet1 and VNet2. So you can see that It's a XML file that you can use. And the one way that you can create it is once you have your virtual network set up through the portal, you can just hit the bottom button that says, okay, export, which description do I want to use? My Azure Pass, that's the only one. And it will save that XML file. So you can go in and edit it if you need. But now I've got that XML file that I've pre-used in the past to set up other testing environments. So I go to New or Plus, Network Services, Virtual Network, and Import Network Configuration. I'll browse to that file. Once I have that file, there's this 6. It will parse this file, figure out what the information is in it, what kind of virtual networks are, do I have any gateways, do I have local networks defined, do I have any DNS that are defined in that page or in that file that are not present in the subscription that I want to upload it to. So you can see that the local network, the V1, has no change. Local network V2, no change, because I've already pre-created those in the past. DNS is no change, I had pre-created that one as well. But the VNet1 and VNet2, VNet1 we just created a minute ago. I'm going to update it with the new information that are contained in that XML file. And VNet2 is a brand new virtual network that it's going to create using the info in that XML file. All I need to do is click OK. The check mark. And it'll go and update the first VNet1 and create the VNet2 in order for us to have all the information or all the virtual networks that we need to test and take advantage of Azure for our benefits. As you can see, our virtual networks are now created, or our local networks are now defined, and our DNS server, that's like I was telling you earlier, to do resolving user machine names of machines that are not inside that virtual network. It's kind of like a forwarder, but not quite exactly a forwarder. So I hope this was useful, and we'll see you next time on the Microsoft How-To series. As usual, if you can look up www.canitpro.net, a lot of these scenarios have already been defined and documented for your benefit. All right, thank you very much. Have a nice day.